You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hold one. Arm drag.
Don't tell me.
Everybody, and welcome to Hit the Books, the only realistic fantasy booking podcast in the universe. I am Ryan Knightsey, and I'm with my friend, my amigo, the man of a thousand names, Mikey Manfredi.
Hi, everyone. What's up? I'm here. I'm ready to book, and I'm ready to get into this Royal Rumble and start this road to WrestleMania. We're on the
new year.
We're on that exit ramp to the road to WrestleMania.
Yes, we are, Mikey. I hope you're doing well on this fine, what is it, Thursday? What day is it today? Thursday?
I think so.
God, I thought yesterday was Thursday. I think I'm losing my mind over here in the South. But yeah, and we should celebrate, Mikey. It's a new year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy freaking New Year, guys.
The old decade's out. We're in,
2020's
baby.
In. Well, at the time of recording, not yet, but at the time you're listening to this, 2020's in, 2019's
take off
out.
Take off those glasses. It's 2020, baby.
Okay.
Mikey, you took off your glasses. Give me a high five. Mikey, you missed.
Damn. What was that clapping face. Noise?
Foley. Mick Foley. car crash.
I never thought to call Mick Foley's entrance that car crash in the beginning Mick Foley.
Ooh, remember at the beginning before we recorded we said less tangents.
Yeah. Anyway, we have an awesome card for you today. It's not quite the go home show yet, but we're getting there.
No, yeah, it's the second to last episode of our SmackDown taping. If you don't know, if this is your first time listening, I should say that every week, Mikey and I set out to write every storyline, rivalry, promo, match result of SmackDown Live, our own version of SmackDown Live. It's kind of like GM mode, kind of like Universe mode to a certain extent. If you combine those two, we get this show. So every week, we book in SmackDown Live. We have our own roster of characters. We try to keep it as realistic as possible. Like, what's, you know, there's injuries that actually happen, but we're not going to be like, Kenny Omega shows up, you know, Marty Scurll shows up. We're not doing insane things like that, maybe, you know?
Keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family. Making it, if someone gets released and someone joins the WWE family, oh, baby, they're joining our team.
They're ours now.
Unless they get released. See ya, Harper. Bye, boy. Bye, my baby boy.
By Harper, by Ascension that we used to have.
Oh, man. Man, remember when we pushed them a little bit? Remember when we had the clones? Ah. Well, no, the clones still work for WWE. Never mind. Oh, no. Oh, they still work
here. I feel like they're desperately grasping it. They're like desperately trying to get out, but WWE's like, no.
Reel them back in, baby. New year, new SmackDown. We're here booking out. Mikey, and we got, like we said, a amazing card here tonight. I think it's time for us to get into it. Why don't we?
Yeah, we definitely should. Let's jump right in.
Okay, first up is, of course, not of course, but opening up SmackDown is going to be Daniel Bryan, the leader of the Pure faction in our promotion. He's opened up SmackDown, and he applauds Drew Gulak for his perseverance and determination at taking the most of his opportunity last week at challenging Kofi Kingston for the WWE Championship. Sadly, though, that did not come to pass. But Bryan still believes the WWE Championship needs to become pure again, and that is why he is going to take on the challenge of defeating Kofi Kingston at the Royal Rumble for the WWE Championship.
Ooh.
Kofi Kingston then comes out and says that, he says yes. Right off the bat. Is that a phrase?
You got it, Danny B.
Danny, you got it. You got it, Daniel B.
Dan Bryan, working at
Dan Bryan. owner and proprietor of Best Buy, Dan Bryant. But on one condition, you throw in an iPhone. Yes, I know you work at Best Buy, so you're going to throw in an iPhone Plus for me. I'd greatly appreciate it. My kids are keep playing with it, so I need a new phone. No, that's not a condition, Mikey.
You got games on your phone?
One condition. I know what the peer's about. I know what they do. But my condition is I want all of your pure buddies, all of your friends, banned from ringside. I know how you work. I see it every week, and it's not happening at our match at the Royal Rumble. But, Brian, don't worry. I'm a fair guy. I'm a fair champion. If your guys aren't allowed, mine aren't either. Brian thinks about it and accepts this challenge. So that means Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan for the WWE title at the Royal Rumble. All those seconds, thirds, fourths, fifths, all of them gone. It's just going to be one-on-one for the WWE Championship.
All right. Nice way to open up SmackDown for sure.
Yeah, we're going. Daniel Bryan and the Pure have been, I would say, like the crux of these last seven episodes. Like everything's been surrounding them, you know. And now it's like now we're going for the title shot. Daniel Bryan's going for it.
All right.
Well, and let's see, I guess, if he keeps his word.
Yeah.
If they actually will be banned from ringside.
Yeah. All right, next up, we got our opening match, Naomi versus Sasha Banks. Now, this match is taking place because of last week when they were on a team. And Naomi offered the olive branch, stuck her hand out for Sasha Banks, wanted that handshake, wanted to make amends because they worked really well as a team. Sasha Banks said, no, we're still competitors. We still have the same goal. We got to keep fighting for it. And Sasha Banks did not accept the handshake. And now they're fighting. And Sasha Banks takes home the victory.
Wow. Sasha Banks bringing home the crown.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you see this all building to, Mikey? I know we don't have it announced anything yet, but where do you see this Sasha Banks, Naomi, Natalia Baszler, all this circumference of women, where do you think this is building to?
This right now is all building towards the Royal Rumble, where we're going to have, I guess officially now, and I'm going to now officially announce, we're having a fatal four-way for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship between Shayna Baszler, Natalia, Naomi, and Sasha Banks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of action.
Okay, I can see that. Well, let's get going. Let's get into it. Mikey, do you want to talk about what's happening next as well?
Next up, we have one of those nicely cut vignettes as to, and it explains why Miz wants to win the Intercontinental Championship. He's got all of his reasons. It was big part of his past. He was one of the best IC champions around. He wants to bring respect back to the title.
He's one of the more prolific IC champions.
Exactly.
He's in the record books. He's up there.
Miz wants to bring glory back to the Intercontinental Championship, and he wants to take down AJ Styles.
I think it's like he wants to bring glory to the back to the Intercontinental Championship, but also by regaining the Intercontinental Championship, the Miz goes back to what he is best at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he by becoming IC champion, he becomes. Where he has been on a losing streak, which he admits, but by getting back that IC title, he has a real opportunity to become the awesome one again.
Yes, he does.
And what better way than defeating Sheamus in our main event?
Yeah.
Let's keep it grooving and moving down this card. Next up is Burch and Lorcan. They're back. Because it's been confirmed that Oney Lorcan has signed again with WWE, so good for him.
Throw him up,
baby. But they're taking on One Nation. One Nation, of course, being the tag team, the heel tag team group of Apollo Crews and Akira Tozawa.
Ooh, our new heel tag team.
Yeah. I have to imagine they have amazing theme songs. I don't know why. I just feel like
I don't know what it would be, but it's definitely amazing. It's definitely going to be number one on Spotify within like 3 weeks.
Yes. All I know is that it's not made by CFO Dollar Sign, so I don't know who's making it, but I have to imagine it's going to be pretty rambunctiously good. Anyways, yeah. One Nation, they're going to pick up this victory. They're going to get the win over Burch and Lorcan. I'm just going to say that Cruz pins Burch, whatever. Sure. Cruz pins Burch. Doesn't necessarily matter here. But basically on the mic right after the match, the little post-match promo, and they're shitting on Paige's apology from last week. If y'all remember last week when they were pulling their Royal Rumble numbers, GM Paige apologized to Cruz and Tozawa. She understands that, you know, they felt maybe that they said things about how the WWE management was overlooking them. And so Paige apologized for making them feel overlooked. And here today, Cruz is going in on that. He says that was a BS apology. You know, it was an apology. Why do you apologize about? You're not apologizing for what you actually did to us. You're apologizing for the way we reacted, and that's not an apology. That's not a true apology. We don't give a crap. We're one nation. We are Mikey, give me some help here.
We're one nation. We are ambivalent to your pleas for a pot. I don't know.
Yeah, one nation, indivisible, and justice for us.
Yeah,
we want justice. What you have presented to us is not anything we could use for actual anything. Your apology is crap.
It is no way helping our career forward. It is no way helping us.
And it's become
as wrestlers.
And it's become apparent that
used.
And it's become apparent that you don't care about us.
You just wanted some jobbers, and we want to be more. No,
so we won't care about you. We're taking out the tag team division.
We're running through them.
One nation, baby. Okay, perfect. Kind of okay. Okay, apology. I freestyled a lot of that. I don't know if you can tell. Hopefully Mikey's edit hides it a little bit.
I'll add inspirational music in the background.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, well then, let's get into it. Next up is another segment. Backstage, Dash Wilder, holding both belts, is being interviewed about Scott Dawson's injury. Last week, Scott Dawson was injured in a 8-man tag match. He was injured for 14 weeks. Dash says that it really sucks, and he wishes Scott the best of luck in his recovery, of course, but the titles will be in good hands. Drew Gulak walks out, and Dash hands him one of the tag team championships. Drew Gulak says, as a member of the Pure, he is proud to continue on the legacy of Pure Wrestling and teaching every other tag team what it means to be a wrestler. The New Day walk out and say that it sucks what happened to Dawson, but at the Royal Rumble, they are without a doubt going to be the new WWE
World Tag Team Champions
once again. Then the OC, Gallows and Anderson, come out and say that they should have been in the match because the New Day have already had their shot and missed. Then the Street Profits come out and say something about how they at least won their match last week. And then all those teams start yelling at each other. GM Page rolls up and says that New Day versus Pure has already been decided and already been announced. It's been announced prior to this show. But she likes the idea of adding one more team into the mix. Tonight, it will be the Street Profits versus the OC. Winner gets added to the tag team title match at the Royal Rumble.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. I wanted something. I felt like Street Profits and OC could have been included in some capacity, so I think this might be the best way. And just get a little bit more action in there.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see. Mikey, let's keep going.
Yeah, next up, we have another women's match between Natalya and Shayna Baszler, with Natalya getting a clean pin on the women's champion.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's a bold move.
Yeah, Natalya pins Shayna Baszler clean coming into this fatal four-way.
Okay. I did not expect Natalya to pick up a victory, but...
You can bleed, Shayna. You can bleed.
Ooh. Ooh. Shayna's giving that real Thanos energy into this.
That's basically what she was in real life.
Thanos?
Yeah.
Shayna Baszler as Thanos. I never thought about that.
She was the unbeatable... She was like the unbeatable villain.
She was inevitable.
Was. Keyword.
Yeah, I guess in real life not anymore, but here she is. God, what's gonna take out Shayna Baszler? Who do you think took out Shayna Baszler in this universe? Or do you think she just relinquished the NXT title?
Who do you think took out? Oh, like who do you think in NXT did it?
Yeah.
Probably like Candice LeRae, I would imagine.
I guess so, because she is NXT champion currently in our universe.
Yeah.
She was given a personality.
Yikes. Yeah, we actually gave her a personality and storylines and stuff instead of just all smiles.
Yeah, she's one of the best wrestlers in the world. She was Johnny Gargano's wife for a while, and that was annoying. I hated that. I'll be honest.
I agree.
That. I hated the fact that like she's legit one of the best female wrestlers in the world currently, and for the longest time she was just Johnny Gargano's wife. And I guess I get it because he was feuding with Andrade, and you have Zelina Vega there. So like the natural inclusion is that like, well, let's bring in your wife to make this sort of like a mixed tag thing.
Yeah.
So I get it, but still. Also it felt like one of those things that like, well, we'll hire her for this and then I don't know what we'll do after that.
Meanwhile, she's like, "Guys, I can wrestle if you want."
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's just one of the things I'm like, I'm just like afraid. Like, Candice LeRae is one of the, like, what would they do with Tessa Blanchard, you know? Tessa Blanchard in Impact Wrestling, again, one of the best wrestlers in the world currently. Maybe just not women's wrestlers, but one of the best wrestlers currently. It's just like, what do they do with her? They bring her in, what, she's Ricochet's ex-boyfriend?
Yikes.
Well, yeah, because that would be my fear, I guess, if she was still dating Ricochet and then she came with the WWE.
Yikes.
It's just like, man. Tessa Blanchard's amazing. Or they're just going to be like Tully's daughter. Well, they can't say Tully Blanchard because he's in AEW.
The daughter of a guy from the Four Horsemen. Who shall not be named.
Arn Anderson's... Nope, can't talk about Arn Anderson. Ric Flair. Ric Flair's goddaughter. Maybe, I don't know for certain.
We have no way to back up that, but
no way to back up the claim, but we're all about revisionist history here in WWE. So you know what? Ric Flair's daughter.
Anyway.
Tessa Blanchard.
Anyway.
Long lost daughter.
Ric Flair's daughter.
Jesus.
Not Charlotte anymore.
Who?
It's gonna be Charlotte Flair versus Tessa Blanchard for the right to be Ric Flair's daughter.
Woo!
Cowboy magic. Cowboy shit. Woo!
Did you say cowboy magic?
Listen.
Hangman Adam Page gets a new gimmick where he's a magician.
Listen, cowboy magic is also a saying in Magic the Gathering. So whenever I say the word cowboy, magic usually follows because it's like the wild. It's like your deck going wild or like you're doing like crazy stuff. It's called like ooh, look at this cowboy magic. It's Wild West out here. It's wild. It's crazy.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Well, let's get in. Let's keep going, Mikey. I like this Magic the Gathering hootenanny.
Next up, we have Sheamus cutting his promo on why he should be the Intercontinental Champion and why he should be the one to take down AJ Styles.
Sheamus, of course, has been long gone for a very long time.
Long gone for a long time.
Yeah, we haven't seen him since WrestleMania, if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that.
Something like that? I haven't seen him in a while, and he's finally returned. He returned last week in our universe in that Battle Royal last week to determine the number one contender for the Intercontinental Champion. He, tied, in a way, with The Miz.
It's a shame for fame. Lobster hands.
Too many limes. Too many limes. Anyways, Sheamus, he's back. He's ready. He's buffer than ever. And why does he want the IC title, Mikey? Simple. He's never won it.
Oh, wow, really?
It's the only title that has eluded him in his entire WWE career.
So this will make him the Grand Slam?
This would make him the Grand Slam, winning the IC title. He's come back for one thing, and that is the IC title.
And that is he wants to be a Grand Slam champion.
Mm-hmm. For The Miz, it's about regaining what was his. And Sheamus, it's about earning what has never been his. And that's what Sheamus is going to do when he defeats The Miz tonight and faces AJ Styles at the Royal Rumble. He's going after the title that's eluded him for years. For almost a decade, actually. For over a decade.
Very interesting.
So he's going after it. That's what I like about it. Let's keep rolling along. Street Profits, the OC, that match with the winner, joins the tag team match at the Royal Rumble. Mikey, I made my decision earlier. It's going to be the OC picking up the victory.
Ooh, OC wins. Nice.
Gallows pins Ford. Yeah, OC is picking up the victory. So that means at the Royal Rumble, it's going to be the Pure, Drew Gulak, and Dash Wilder taking on Big E and Xavier Woods of the New Day. Taking on Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows of the OC. Very much a faction match.
Definitely.
It makes me excited about that. I'm all ready for it. Right? We have the three factions, New Day, OC, Pure, all being represented in this match, and I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. The three dominant factions of SmackDown. The three only three factions of SmackDown.
Lucha House Party, please.
Oh, you got me.
Lucha House Party. Oh, jeez. Anyways, Mikey, what's happening up next?
Up next, Elias is backstage pulling his Royal Rumble number from the bingo ball, and Elias pulls a 4, which makes him very upset, because who wants that? Who wants a 4? Well, I'll tell you who wants a 4. Drew McIntyre walks in and takes Elias's number and replaces it with his own and leaves. Elias is excited because his new number is 19, which is much better. Now that he is very happy about that, let me restart here.
Yeah, go for it.
GM Page questions why McIntyre wants a number that's... Why did he want to start earlier in the Royal Rumble? Why can't you just take your number?
Yeah, what the hell? Why would McIntyre want to hurt his chances of winning?
At the beginning of this... McIntyre was number 27, right?
Yeah, he was. He pulled 27, and now he's 4.
And now he's up to 4. McIntyre, he asked why McIntyre wants a higher number. Elias says he doesn't really care. He just knows that he's going to bring everyone on the road to WrestleMania while they're walking with Elias.
Man, hearing that, Mikey, it sounds... There's something there. Road to WrestleMania, walk with Elias. There's something there, and I can't...
He's going to make sure the WWE Universe
walks with Elias on the road to WrestleMania.
There it is.
Fuck, there it is. Dang it. I'm so mad. Oh, man. Like, I feel like my special... Like, when we look at, like, our booking style, you're the guy that really has, like, brings, like... really good ideas to the table.
I'm the good WWE booker because I'm big at booking moments.
Yes, you're amazing at booking moments.
I can't follow up. I'm very good at booking moments and very bad at following up on those moments, just like real WWE.
Perfect. I bring a little bit of like the promo writing energy into it. Sometimes I'm hit or miss. You know, it's really hit and miss for me sometimes, and it's just like... That I feel like I missed it, and I knew it was something there. I just couldn't nail it. Damn, walk of Elias on the road to WrestleMania. That's it. That's all it's got to be. What was I thinking? What a fool I am. Jeez. Okay, well, let's get into it. Mikey, main event time.
Our main event of the evening. The Miz versus Sheamus for the number one contendership of the Intercontinental Championship. The winner will face AJ Styles at the Royal Rumble for the title.
Just a little quirk in here as well. I wrote in, Mikey, AJ Styles on commentary. We didn't talk about it before, but
neat.
Makes sense. I think
he's just going to be talking about Georgia peaches.
Yeah, he's talking about Georgia peaches. Sorry, I can't do the accent, but AJ
and
Styles
that he just loves his Intercontinental Championship.
Nothing better than the
while he's sipping an ice cold glass of sweet tea.
Nothing better than the IC title, a Georgia peach, and walking down
some
Piedmont.
And going to the
Claremont Lounge. That's a reference only Atlanta folks will understand.
Some sweet peach tea by my side.
Walking in, walking.
Ain't nothing gonna bring this Georgia boy down.
Rolling into the basement of the Hotel Claremont with that icy tile around his waist. Going up to the rooftop of
anyway, AJ called? Styles is on commentary.
Hold on, I need more. Going over the Stone Mountain. I'm sure AJ Styles likes Stone Mountain. Fuck. Anyway, yeah, he's talking about how neither of them, Sheamus nor Miz, deserve the IC title. Simply that. No special promo for him, but he's putting it over, I guess, in the commentary. Miz versus Sheamus, Mikey. Like any main event now, we don't decide until it comes about. Or at least we try not to. Cool. Miz versus Sheamus, what are we thinking?
This is a tough one, because do we want the Miz to get like a big payoff for his storyline of him going? Because he's the one who's been really going after AJ Styles, even before Sheamus was around. Or do we want Sheamus to basically swoop in and steal his opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
We already have a lot of multi-man matches. I don't think we can put this in a triple threat, personally. We have a triple threat tag team match. We have a fatal four-way. I don't think we can need another multi-man match. I think this has to be one-on-one.
Yeah. I agree with you about the multi-man stuff. I really want this match to be a triple threat. The problem is that we have too many multi-mans already.
Yeah.
Man, if we were smart, what about the idea of it being a two-on-one handicap match? Remember how a couple Royal Rumbles ago, it was Zayn and Owens versus AJ Styles?
Yeah.
And they were going to become co-WWE champions?
That was very good. And now look at them. They hate each other.
But what about the storyline that could have been of Miz and Sheamus two-on-one handicap, where they both win the Intercontinental Championship, and they have to share it?
Incredible.
Missed opportunity. Or maybe not. Maybe we could still do that at WrestleMania. I don't fucking know. I have no idea. We have a couple of, like, flags in the play.
Yeah, it's this weird metaphor again that we keep doing.
Yeah, we take a javelin, it has a flag, we're throwing it into a field, and that's where we're going.
And now we have to find some way to get there through the minefield. That is,
yes.
That is our randomizer.
Our brains. But we got nothing right now for the IC title at WrestleMania. So we're just sort of like flying at the seat of our pants. So Miz versus Sheamus, winner faces AJ Styles of the Royal Rumble. If it's not a triple threat, my vote is probably going to have to be the Miz, just because the storyline I like more. Sheamus, I really like this. I really like the storyline of both these guys, like the reasons they want to win the IC title. They both largely make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something to it. Again, Miz is the face here. Sheamus, I don't think we decided whether or not he's a heel or a face, ever.
Yeah, he kind of just came back and started doing his thing, and we didn't really give him an alignment.
Yeah, he's definitely just back.
Sheamus currently is true neutral.
Yes, he is true neutral. Okay, hold on. I know we want to limit our tangents, but we have to do this, Mikey.
This is important.
Okay, D&D alignments. Who is what? True neutral is Sheamus, currently. We're talking about our current roster. So if you haven't followed up with the podcast, pause it, listen to every episode up until now, then replay it. Mikey, let's talk about these character alignments real quickly, because okay. I think this is totally 100% worth it. And if you're not on board, and if you're not down with that, then I got two words
for
you.
No, I'm into it. I'm in the D&D mindset. I'm going to, right after this, I'm probably going to go right into making my character's backstory again.
So we got lawful good, neutral good, chaotic good, lawful neutral, chaotic neutral, lawful evil, natural evil, and chaotic good. If you don't know, obviously...
Or chaotic evil.
Chaotic evil, yes. If you have never heard of these D&D character alignments, definitely look it up. There's a bunch of examples. Harry Potter, Star Wars... Batman villains, just so many examples. But let's talk about it, Mikey. Who is what?
I'm gonna put my stakes. I'm gonna put some stakes in first. Okay. Kofi Kingston, lawful
they're burning.
Good.
Oh, they're burning. Oh, geez. Oh, hot. The stakes are burning.
Kofi Kingston, lawful good.
Okay.
The New Day as a whole, probably. Actually, Kofi Kingston, lawful good. Xavier Woods, neutral good. Big E, chaotic good.
Yeah, well, that's easy. And then I think, like, lawful neutral is...
Well, lawful neutral is just true... Oh, no, lawful, yeah.
Well, no, I was doing it in factions, so then that's New Day at the top. Neutral is the pure, and then evil is OC.
I think all of the pure is lawful evil.
Okay.
I think they're heels, but they play by the rules.
Let's focus on these individual teams, our individual roster members. Lawful good, Kofi Kingston, easily. Yeah. Chaotic good, Kevin Owens.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Neutral good?
Xavier Woods, we said that.
I'm looking at maybe Roman Reigns.
I think Roman Reigns is a neutral good.
Yeah. True neutral, Sheamus.
Yes, right now in our universe, because he just came back, so he's got nothing, no feuds, no heat, no anything. So true, our baseline right now is Sheamus with absolutely no heel or face alignment.
Chaotic neutral, Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, we flip and flop him over heel and face all the time.
Velveteen Lawful. Dream's our big show.
He will. Lawful neutral.
Lawful neutral.
Lawful neutral is always the hardest one, I feel.
Yeah, because it's like they follow the rules, but they don't have any alignments.
Maybe The Miz.
I was thinking that.
Maybe The Miz. I'll go.
The Miz is kind of lawful neutral, yeah.
Lawful evil.
Lawful evil, the pure. Yeah. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, easily. Neutral evil.
Neutral evil. Like, who's just like...
Who's just evil?
It's not just evil. Chaotic evil is just evil.
Okay. Then maybe maybe natural evil. What is it? True evil? What is it? Natural evil?
Neutral evil.
Drew McIntyre.
That's fair. His intentions are always bad, but he's out for himself.
Yes. Chaotic evil.
I don't know. Maybe Drew McIntyre is chaotic. I don't know if he's... No, he's not chaotic. I wouldn't say he's chaotic evil. Maybe he might be.
Sami Zayn?
No. Shayna Baszler?
Oh, we do have the women here. Shayna Baszler has a McIntyre aesthetic, though, as well.
That's true.
Nikki Cross is a heel. Who's just out? Well, I feel like I'll make an argument for Sami Zayn, honestly.
Really? I wouldn't say he's chaotic.
Yeah, but he's not law. He's definitely evil.
I mean, yeah.
And he's not... Would you say he's lawful or neutral? He's definitely out to ruin Kevin Owens' life. Currently.
Yeah, okay. I guess with that argument, I can see it.
Yeah, compared to anyone else. It's maybe a weak point, but... And if that's the case, Mikey, we're saying what? Chaotic evil, Sami Zayn, chaotic good? What was chaotic good? Was that Kevin Owens, did we say?
Mm-hmm.
We got immediate flip flops here. Chaotic good and evil. I'm liking it. Everyone, and then lawful good, Kofi Kingston. Lawful evil, the pure. Oh my God, are we this good? Hold on. Who are our neutral goods? Who are neutral evils? Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns. Oh my God, Mikey, we're geniuses.
We're so good at this. Our brains are expanding at an exponential rate.
WrestleMania matches confirmed.
We're gods.
Who, and then Sheamus, Miz, and then who was chaotic neutral? Velveteen Dream. Oh, we could easily throw Velveteen Dream into the IC title mix. Maybe we'll have a ladder match at WrestleMania for the IC title. My brain is expanding.
It's expanding. We're becoming galaxy brain.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ah, oh, Jesus. Ah, oh, Cesaro. Jeez. Oh my God. Anyway, The Miz versus Sheamus. The Miz wins.
Yeah, sure. That was a fun segment.
That was a fun segment. We should do that every once in a while, because honestly, that was insane. And honestly, that was insane on a level that I don't think we've ever talked about on the show yet. Like the flag, we talked about the flags that we throw into the field.
That was just like.
We have flags in the field that were set up.
That was like we closed our eyes, spun around, and just started throwing.
And it landed on what we predicted it would land on. Oh my God, are we secretly genius bookers?
Yeah, I think so. Have you seen WWE? They've been stealing all of our ideas lately.
That is true, and they've been stealing ideas that aren't even released yet.
Yeah,
the whole
and we recorded. It sucks because now everyone's going to think we stole it from them because we didn't release the episodes yet.
Yeah. Because we're recording in bulk early. Damn, we're geniuses. I was thinking about it, Mikey. I think eventually I want to start my own wrestling promotion. And I think partly because you and I are just geniuses at booking, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we just feel like I'm a genius. So I'm just going to start a wrestling promotion. You know, it, the Deep South Atlanta doesn't, you know, NWA started, but that's kind of, I guess, doesn't really feel like a Georgia promotion because it's like, I mean, I guess it is because it's filmed in Georgia, Atlanta. But then we got, you know, there's not a lot big scene here. So let's, I'm going to build it up, start a wrestling promotion in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to renovate a church. I'm going to have it called Mass Wrestling, where it's going to be stand for Massive Ass Superstars. So we're going to get your Jeff Cobbs, your Dan Maffs.
Oh, Vince McMahon is foaming at the mouth.
Your Keith Lee's in there.
All of your guys, they're so big.
Massive asses only. Okay, we'll scratch the massive asses. We're going to have anyone. But we're going to have in church. It's going to be maybe on Sunday mornings, like at noon or 11 a.m. Or it's going to be Saturday night because Sunday masses suck. So we'll do Saturday nights. It's gonna be in a renovated church, so we'll have the stained glass look. I think it's a golden idea, Mikey. Will you be an investor?
It's a holy idea.
Oh, a glory idea.
Or
a wrestling promotion and call it glory. Hmm.
Glorious.
Maybe that's something. Glory. And going for
pick up Bobby Roode immediately.
I sound like I do have the voice currently of a jokiness, but also I'm very much serious. If anyone's out there listening in the Atlanta area, hit me up. Let's jump on this
bandwagon.
Be an investor. I've been watching a lot of Shark Tank, so I barely know anything, but I'm a genius, which is how I feel about starting a wrestling promotion. I barely know anything, but I'm also a genius. So anyways, Miz is going to win. Miz challenging AJ Styles for the IC title at the Royal Rumble. Okay, Mikey, that's it. That's this episode of Hit the Books.
What a good card and what a good alignment cheat we have.
Yeah, that'll set us up for the future. Yeah, we're right around the corner. We're building right up to the Royal Rumble. Next week's show is our go-home show, but we're not done yet, folks! So if you're started hitting that 15-second skip button, what are you doing? You're already past it. You're missing things. But before we go, we have the randomizer, Mikey.
Yes, we do. We got the one last thing we got to do.
Before we get to the randomizer, though, I do want to say, subscribe to our podcast. Why don't you? You know, it
subscribe.
Sets up. Subscribe. You know, by subscribing, you're able to get next week's episode of the Go Home. You're able to get the Royal Rumble. You're able to get these new shows that we have out. It's the new year, so if you want to subscribe, we have a brand new show for you to listen to. Mikey, tell us all about it.
Coming in 2020.
Or it's 2020 now.
Coming soon.
Someday. I guess right at the time of this recording, we don't know what day, but it may already be out or not, or it's not out. Who knows?
Mikey's Indy 500 is beginning or has begun already. Where I'll be watching 500 indie matches in this year, in our Lord's year of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be reviewing 9 or 10 a week and releasing them at a day.
On a day, we have yet to be decided. Could already be out.
Yeah. And I need you guys to start sending me your suggestions so I can know what I need to, so I can know some indie matches to watch. Send me your any match. Could be any superstar from any promotion, but the matches can't be happening in WWE, New Japan, and AEW. Those are the three off limits.
And should be stated, this is like any year. This just isn't like independent wrestling matches in the year 2020. This is independent wrestling matches from like any time period. We go all the way back to old ass Ring of Honor. We can go to today's Chikara, wherever you want. Send us in hashtag HDB500. And if you subscribe, then you'll get that show. You also get Hit the System Check. You also get, I guess that's it. But we would love a review, 5 stars or more. Follow us on Twitter at Hit the Books Pod. Just a little bit of plugs before we hit the randomizer, or should I say the randomizer hits us, Mikey? Let's freaking do it!
Yeah, I believe it's your turn to roll the randomizer.
Yes, last week you injured Scott Dawson.
You better not hurt somebody, Ryan. You better not make the same mistake I did.
Is that a threat? Are you threatening me?
Maybe.
Okay. Okay. Actually, Mikey, we're loaded. And it's a first time.
A first time?
A first time roll.
What do we got?
And it's kind of okay, I guess. Nagging injury.
A nagging injury? Uh-oh.
Yeah, so basically what this means, this is the first time I'm ever doing it, so I'm going to explain it.
No, we had before.
Have we had? I don't think, no, we haven't had a nagging injury. Did we?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure we rolled Tony Storm got one in one of our matches
Survivor Series,
yeah.
Oh, well, I'll take your word for it. Well, then we're doing it again, and it's going to hurt us possibly even more. So roll a D whatever to see what wrestler gets a nagging injury tag. If that wrestler then gets injured in another match, add a +3 modifier. If that person wrestles in a hardcore match at any time, they're out for 3 weeks.
Jeez. All right, so let's roll. Let's count up the roster and see who's got a nagging injury now.
Well, not just the roster. We're talking about people that wrestled here. So, yeah. So we're talking Naomi, Banks. That's 2. One Nation is another 4. Bertrand Lorkin is 6. Natalya and Baszler, we're at 8. Street Profits, OC, we're at 12. Miz and Sheamus, we're at 14.
Oof.
Honestly, though, we could be cool. I think...
Very much possible.
I think the most worrisome is probably the women.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with Elimination Chamber around the corner. And we're going to have a women's Elimination Chamber. If any of those four women are wrestling in that Elimination Chamber match, they're immediately injured for 3 weeks.
Yikes.
So, I think that's what I'm most worried about. But I'll roll a D4. Oh, sorry, not D4, D14. Mike, are you ready? Rolling a D14.
I wish those existed so I could roll it for real.
2.
A 2?
Sasha Banks.
Yikes.
Sasha Banks, nagging injury tag. That means that if Sasha Banks gets legit injured at any point, we add a +3 modifier, or if she wrestles in a hardcore match, she is out for 3 weeks.
So what's considered a hardcore match? Elimination Chamber, we just said.
100% Elimination Chamber.
Steel cage, Hell in a Cell, I would imagine.
TLC, ladder, you know.
Wow, so anything that gimmick match.
Yeah, any gimmick match, no disqualification match.
Any match that has weapons.
Yeah, any match that has the potential to involve weapons, not that. Not a submission match. The Royal Rumble?
Nah, I wouldn't count it.
Yeah, I wouldn't personally count the, and that's not being biased about like we want to save Sasha Banks with the Royal Rumble.
I don't think it's a hardcore match.
Yeah. Maybe the wrestlers disagree, but who knows? All I know is that Sasha Banks has a nagging injury, and if she's able to stay healthy up until the Elimination Chamber, Mikey, then she'll immediately be out for 3 weeks, which means 1, 2, 3, she'll come back on the 20th of March.
She won't be missing Mania, so that's good.
Yeah, she will not be missing Mania. She'll have like 3 episodes before WrestleMania. So we could be good. We could be fine. Even if she gets injured before that, I think the only thing is like as long as she doesn't get injured before Elimination Chamber, I would be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that as a win. I'll take that as fine. It's not great, but
it's fine. It's not great. It sucks, but it's not an immediate injury.
Yeah, she could be.
It's not a right now problem, which are my favorite kinds of problems.
No, yeah. The worst case scenario is we roll a career ender. And then we get a D20 +20. We get 40, then +3 on the snagging injury. She's out for 43 weeks.
That's a long time.
Was that 43 weeks divided by 30? Well, no. 7? Hold on. How many months is that? How do we do the math?
Lots.
43 minus divided by 12?
Yeah.
No.
That would be.
43 weeks. Maybe it's divided by 52? How does math work?
Maybe it's math is crazy.
Yeah. It's, God. I hate math. I hate math, and I do it too much. I give myself math too often.
How many times does 42 go into 7, Ryan?
7 times?
So it's right. 7. So would it be? That's not 7 weeks. No, that's 42 weeks.
That was dumb.
My math. I was trying to think of a way to do the math as well, and I couldn't.
Anyways, thank you everybody for listening to this week's episode of Hit the Books. Again, follow us on Twitter at Hit the Books Pod. There you can get all of our thoughts and feelings about the wrestling universe.
We're bookers, not mathematicians. Get out of our face.
Subscribe to this podcast and you'll get a buttload of content every week. So definitely recommend doing that. Review on iTunes. 5-star or more. We're trapped in the Tokyo Dome, so that means that definitely deserves 6.5, 7 stars.
Gotcha, Dave Meltzer.
Tweet us hashtag HTB500 for your independent match recommendations. What's your favorite independent wrestling match? Tweet us hashtag HTB500. So that's it. We're happy new year, everybody. It's 2020. We have big things planned for Hit the Books. We would love for you to be a part of it. So definitely subscribe. Tell all of your friends. We've always had big things planned for Hit the Books. It's just we need to get bigger, and that biggerness comes with your help. So let people know, subscribe, review, all of those things. I know reviewing might be a pain, but if you just go on your phone real quick, it takes less than 5 minutes, maybe 2-3 minutes. Leave a review. More people find the show that you like simply from that review. Like it's the best thing you could do. To keep this, to have more people love this show like you do.
Yep.
Or not even that out of helping others, even for yourself. By leaving a review, we're going to be able to do more things down the road.
Yeah.
Like the ever waiting, eventual Raw branded Hit the Book show, which is definitely in the pipeline. It's just we need more people.
We need people to actually book Raw because we can't do everything.
Yes, we need people to actually book Raw, but also not just that, but also we need to have more of an audience to be able to have a reason to do that. So leave a review or subscribe and follow us on Twitter. Do all those things. Those simple things alone will help get more people to listen to the show and have more things happen. Pretty simple. Anyways, that's it for this week's episode of Hit the Books. We'll see you all next week for our go-home episode towards the Royal Rumble. That off-ramp is ending. We'll get there. Mikey, oh, man, I'm excited.
Yeah.
But until then, until next time, we've got 2 words for you.
Book it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.